Hello, I'm Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, and for your convenience, I will now read to you Freedom Party of Ontario's 2011 election plank on separating prayer from government proceedings. During the 2007 election, the Progressive Conservatives proposed that taxpayers begin funding private religious schools, and they lost the election. Perhaps because of the unpopularity of the PC's disastrous proposal, on February 13, 2008, Dalton McGuinty stated that, quote, "We are much more than just Protestants and Catholics today. We have all the world's faiths represented here. If they're represented outside the legislature, I think we ought to find a way to ensure that diversity is reflected inside the legislature as well," unquote. He added, quote, "I think it's time for us to ensure that we have a prayer that better reflects our diversity," unquote. And with that proposal, he opened a can of worms. A small percentage of vocal, hardline traditionalists and religious Ontarians complained that the Lord's Prayer was no longer to be said. Folding to pressure, McGuinty ultimately decided to keep the Lord's Prayer. That decision came too late. McGuinty had let the religious genie out of the bottle. Because Ontario was not going to adopt a single, quote, "prayer that better reflects our diversity," unquote, non-Christian religions wanted their prayers to their gods set in the legislature too. Ultimately, on June 12, 2008, Liberal MPP Michael Bryant introduced a motion which passed with the support of Progressive Conservative and NDP MPPs. Dalton McGuinty was absent during the vote, but now Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak was present and voted in favor of the prayers. The government increased the number of gods who are praised by our MPPs and from whom our MPPs now officially seek guidance in making the laws that govern us. In addition to saying the Lord's Prayer, Ontario lawmakers now say an Islamic prayer in which MPPs declare to Allah, quote, "You alone we worship, and from you alone we seek help. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those whom you have given your bounties, not the path of those who deserve your anger," unquote. There is also a prayer in which MPPs beg a Hindu god, quote, "We pray that he inspire our intelligence and guide our vision and will. Take us from illusion to reality, take us from darkness to light, and from death to immortality," unquote. Our MPPs now say a prayer in which they declare the greatness of the Jewish God and ask him to bless them and provide for them, in other words, to keep them. MPPs now say a Buddhist prayer, declaring that, quote, "Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Don't strain yourself, there is nothing to do or undo, let the entire game happen on its own," unquote. Our MPPs also say a native spirituality prayer, in which MPPs declare to the, quote, "Great Spirit," unquote, that, quote, "We are weak, we are small, we need your wisdom and your strength," unquote. Our MPPs now say a Sikh prayer, in which they declare to the Sikh God, quote, "Whatever exists is by your will, you yourself act and inspire all to act, only you yourself know," unquote. Our MPPs now say a Baha'i prayer, in which each MP declares to the Baha'i God, quote, "My God, whom I worship and adore. All are but poor and needy, and thou verily art all-possessing, the all-subduing, the all-powerful," unquote. A democracy is a society in which the origin, hence the scope, of government's authority is given to it only by the people it governs. A democratic government does not concern itself with gods, alleged afterlives, or the allegedly supernatural. A democracy is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. In contrast to a democracy, a theocracy is a society in which the origin, hence the scope, of government's authority is given to it by a supernatural god. In a theocracy, the government makes laws influenced by, or dictated by, the alleged commandments or will of a god. A theocracy is a government of the people, by a god, for a god. In a theocracy, the government is accountable to a god. For decades, theocrats have declared war on freedom and democracy. Democratic governments have been overrun by theocratic ones throughout Africa and Asia, using both violent and nonviolent means. Europe is now contending with advocates of theocracy, who use legal and non-legal means to instill terror, to quash dissent, and to work toward the toppling of democracy. And we must be mindful of the fact that, in the name of freedom and democracy, Canadian soldiers have died fighting theocrats in foreign lands so that theocracy does not find its way to Canada. Theocracy starts with small, politically correct concessions or accommodations by government. Theocracy is not yet encroaching on Ontario life as much as in Africa, Asia, and Europe, but recent attempts to accommodate religious legal systems like Sharia and recent attempts to silence Canadians who exercise their freedom to say things that some religious people might find insulting or offensive, demand that Ontario take necessary precautions to defend the democratic nature of our governance. If democracy is to be maintained in Ontario, we cannot continue to have MPPs we elect declaring, as an official statement by government officials, that they are wedded to a number of different gods, that obeying the wills of those various gods is their highest purpose, that a god is sovereign in Ontario, etc. If there is to be any statement at all at the beginning of Ontario's legislative proceedings each day, it should be a declaration by MPPs that they have no power or authority except that delegated to them by the people, that they recognize themselves to be servants only of individuals living in Ontario, and that nobody, not even an MPP, is above the law. The Ontario Legislature is not a church or synagogue or mosque. It is not a house of anyone's god. It is not a place where a god's commandments or wishes are to be put into Ontario law. To make it clear that Ontario is and will remain a democratic society, not a theocratic one, a freedom government will ensure that prayers are no longer part of the official proceedings of the legislature. MPPs who believe in one or more gods are and will continue to be free to pray to them and to request guidance from them as a personal matter. That concludes the reading of Freedom Party of Ontario's 2011 election plank on prayer in the legislature. I would just add that on June 12, 2008, in the Ontario legislature, representatives of the Liberal Party, the Progressive Conservative Party, and the NDP Party each made statements that should concern all of us. They were debating at the time the motion to bring more prayers into the legislature. Then Liberal MP Michael Bryant stated, quote, "One religion cannot be preferred over another," unquote. That was somehow used to be the basis of a decision that more prayers, rather than none, should be said in the Ontario legislature. Speaking for the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, MPP Garfield Dunlop said, quote, "A second rotational prayer reflecting multi-denominational faiths would be something that we would clearly accept. We believe very strongly that the Lord's Prayer is part of that Christianity is part of the very foundation of our wonderful country, and we want to retain that." Now you know who was responsible for bringing more prayers into the legislature. But possibly the most offensive statement was made by Reverend Sherry DeNovo, MPP for the New Democratic Party. She said, quote, "Those who don't want to pray should leave the chamber," meaning the legislature, while other MPPs say prayers there. Finally, I'll just quote to you the essential part of Hansard, the record of the Ontario legislature, which covers the vote that was made on June 12, 2008. The Speaker of the House, the Honorable Steve Peters, stated, quote, "Mr. Bryant has moved that the Speaker commence each meeting day of the Assembly by reciting the Lord's Prayer, followed by another prayer, or the presentation of a verse or passage, or call for a moment of silent reflection, or any such other similar activity which, in the opinion of the Speaker, will serve to reflect over time the general demographic composition of this chamber and of the province of Ontario. Call in the members. This will be a 5-minute bell." The division bells rang from 1323 to 1328. The Speaker said, "All those in favor of the motion will rise at a time and be recorded by the clerk." The list of people approving the motion were Sophia Agalonidis, Laura Albanese, Ted Arnott, Wayne Arthurs, Bass Balcassoon, Christopher Bentley, Margaret Best, James Bradley, Laurel Broughton, Michael Bryant, Donna Cansfield, Ted Shedley, Mike Cole, Kim Crater, Bob Delaney, Joe Dixon, Sherry DeNovo, Leona Dombrowski, Brad Duguid, Garfield Dunlop, Christine Elliott, Kevin Daniel Flynn, Peter Fonseca, Ernie Hardman, Tim Hudak, now the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party, Helena Jasek, Linda Jeffrey, Sylvia Jones, Frank Cleese, Kuldip Kular, Monty Quinter, Jeff Leal, Dave Levac, Lisa McLeod, Rosario Marchese, Ted McMeekin, Madeline Meyer, Norm Miller, Reza Maridi, Jerry Phillips, Michael Prue, Shafiq Quadri, Khalil Ramal, David Ramsey, Robert W. Runciman, Liz Sandals, Joyce Saveline, Lori Scott, Peter Sherman, Monique Smith, George Smitherman, Charles Souza, Harinda Takar, Maria Van Bommel, Jim Wilson, Elizabeth Whitmer, Kathleen Wynne, and David Zimmer. The Speaker said, "All those opposed?" And the clerk of the assembly replied, "The ayes are 58, the nays are 0. The speaker replied, "I declare the motion carried." I'm Paul McKeever. Thank you for your time.